The issue over the next few years is to take a drug like Taxotere, which is currently in trials for high-risk, albeit clinically localized, prostate cancer, and see if it can impact on the efficacy of our current treatments. It was raised to me actually by a resident today when I saw a high-risk patient with Gleason 8. And he said, "Dr. Soloway, we're aware of the success with Taxotere for advanced disease, metastatic disease, hormone refractory. What about using that as neoadjuvant, as adjuvant in patients with positive lymph nodes, positive sentinel vesicles? And should that patient provide the information to get on such a trial?" And it is. We get used to our thinking of, well, let's reserve it for more advanced disease. One of the difficulties with Taxotere is that, in my view, you have relatively little side effects until you get to about 6 or 8 months on treatment, and then you start getting some significant side effects. And when you have a patient that you know is likely to live 7 to 8 years, to me, you have to have pretty convincing evidence that you're going to impact this 6 or 8 years in a positive way before adding those side effects. For instance, neuropathy that they may get from taxotere.
Well, if you're talking about a patient who has PSA-only disease, it's a little bit similar to adjuvant therapy in that there's no gross disease. And if you think about the breast cancer model, they get short-term chemotherapy, maybe 4 or 6 months, and then long-term hormone therapy. And there are trials now looking at that in prostate cancer. And, you know, so maybe to go through 4 or 6 months of chemotherapy might be worth it in the long run.
Oh, I think it might be. The question is, do we want to see the trials first? Or are we willing to take a leap of faith with our current patients, albeit few, with Gleason 8, 9, and 10, and say, look, it works in metastatic disease. Let's give the benefit to the patient while we're waiting trials. It's always the question, while we're waiting for the trials to provide that information, should we offer it to the patients? And I think we don't currently, but I certainly would not argue with someone who wanted to do so. And maybe an opportunity to get the medical oncologist involved and say, look, hear from the individual who's going to be giving the treatment, has a lot of experience in doing so, and it may provide a benefit and doesn't have a great deal of side effects.